From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the Netherlands Sunday it would pay a price for refusing to allow Turkey's foreign minister into the country and expelling another minister Saturday. The action was taken to keep them from holding rallies with Turkish immigrants. Those rallies were intended to generate support for Mr. Erdogan's bid to gain sweeping new powers in a referendum. U.S. and Iraqi authorities say Islamic State fighters are surrounded and contained in western Mosul. Iraqi troops seized control of the last road leading out of the city on Sunday. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk, speaking Sunday in Baghdad, said ISIS is trapped.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day.
The envoy spoke as Iraqi General Abdul Amir Rashid Yarala reported that elite troops of the Iraqi Counterterrorism Service spearheaded a push toward the edges of Mosul's densely populated IS-controlled Old City. South Korea's ousted president Park Geun-hye apologized on Sunday to her supporters for failing to fulfill her duties as president. Park Geun-hye left the presidential Blue House 2 days after the Constitutional Court issued a verdict removing her from office over a corruption scandal. She arrived Sunday to her private home in Seoul, where hundreds of supporters, cheering, of course, have been protesting her ouster. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is calling on President Donald Trump to produce evidence by Monday on his claim that his phones were wiretapped during last year's presidential campaign. This is VOA News.